We are now ready to start the copyrights panel, and it is called Copyrights for a Purpose, not Copyright. Actually, in the European, continental European tradition, copyright is considered as a bundle of rights. And I think in the US, Anglo-American tradition as well. So there is a number of rights, and indeed also users and certain user groups have rights according to copyright laws. And the question we would like to ask for this panel is about harmonization of copyright laws. Harmonization is a term that is used in Eurolingo for things that refer to the common internal market, and everything that is deemed to be needed for free flow of information, of goods, of services within the internal European market is considered to be good and needed to be harmonized. Now, harmonization in law and in regulation has a quite similar function to standardization in technologies. They both are intended to provide for interoperability of various systems, alternative systems, competing systems possibly, and they both are intended to provide for free flows, as I said, of goods and services on the one hand, of bits, for example, if we talk about standardization of network technology. Both movements contain the same problem, that once you have a standard, it becomes very difficult to still establish another technology in the same area. The same with copyright, or in general with laws that are harmonized, it becomes very difficult once they are harmonized to modify these laws and to possibly correct errors in erroneous decisions that had been taken in creating these laws in the first place. So standardization, harmonization is a good thing. It's actually something we want, but it has an inherent problematic. And of course the question is, what is the standard going to be? And in the case of copyright law, the question that we would like to raise with this session is whether the development we have seen during the last years is going in a one-way direction, and that would be from the commons aspects of copyright law towards more, and in certain areas, the online realm, for example, towards total control by rights holders over their works. So the first question is that perception correct? And then we will look at other areas that are important to copyright law outside copyright law proper. First of all, that would be jurisdiction, so courts of law interpreting the written law and within a certain range of possibilities of decision are possibly able to correct decisions that lawmakers have taken. I mentioned in my introduction in this morning the two paths towards freedom that Larry Lessig has sketched in the afterword of his book, Free Culture. And these two paths are, one, things that we can do on our own. If we own a creative work, we are free to license it under certain conditions that are favorable to use and to reuse of that work. So we can express our wish that our own creative works are used freely. The second path requires changing the law, and he indicates several possible ways in which changing existing copyright law could be favorable to the digital commons, which of course is our main topic for the whole conference. Séverine Dussolier, who many of you might still remember as being announced on this session, unfortunately, in the last minute was not able to attend for personal reasons. So we will have to improvise a little bit on the EU Copyright Directive side, which we had intended to talk about on this panel. But first of all, I would like to introduce our first speaker, Mrs. Gedi Lang. She is a legal officer. She works for the Copyright Law Division. And in that division of WIPO, of the World Intellectual Property Organization, the United Nations organization based, headquarters based in Geneva, within that copyright division, she is in charge of the so-called limitations and exceptions of copyright law. I think I have to make one more remark, one more explanation. I was talking about the commons aspects of copyright law. Now, that's probably an unusual term. Certainly in the copyright literature, it's something you would rarely find there. What is meant by this is, most of all, two aspects of copyright law. That is, the temporal limitedness of the limitedness of the term of protection. And the second large area of commons aspects in copyright law is the exceptions and limitations. Now that's exceptions to the right of rights holders to control the use of over their works. And this right is limited to the benefit of certain societal groups that society deems in need for that kind of support, that is education, the press, disabled people, and a number of other groups of beneficiaries, and in the form of the private copy limitation, which is not a limitation to private copying, but again, a limitation to the absolute right to control the rights, the works by the rights holders, to the benefit of all of us. So every citizen has the right to make private copies for personal, non-commercial use. There's in all legislations where this private copying limitation exists, there's a whole range of conditions under which one may make use of that limitation. But basically it says you may make private copies for personal use without first having to ask for permission from the rights holders. And usually this, I guess, everywhere in every legislation, this is connected to a remuneration right. So a compensation that is collected on copying devices and on recordable media. And this then, through the collecting society, is distributed to the rights holders, to the authors, and to their publishers. So much as for the introductory remarks, and I would now like to pass the microphone to Gedi Lang in order to tell us something about the WIPO perspective on global harmonization of copyright. Please.